Ever find yourself staring blankly at your computer, like when you're trying to log in, and you completely forgot what that password was?
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it's like, which childhood pet name did I use this time? Or was it, my high school mascot combined with my online gaming name?
Right.
It's like, passwords are a security headache for sure. But what if I told you that Windows 11 is moving towards a world without them? We are going to dive deep into Microsoft's vision for a passwordless future. And trust me, this is going to be interesting.
I think what's so fascinating about this is it's not just about, simplifying login screens or anything. This is like a fundamental shift in how we think about digital security and how we approach it. And it has the potential to be a real game changer for everyone.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit. Microsoft is betting big on something called passkeys. I'll be honest, the word itself, it's a little like something out of a spy movie or something.
Right.
So break it down for me. What are passkeys, and how are they different from these passwords that we are all used to?
Imagine instead of remembering this long string of characters, you have this actual digital key for each of your accounts.
Okay.
That's essentially what a passkey is. It's just this much more secure way to authenticate your identity when you're online.
So no more trying to remember, dozens of unique passwords for every single thing that I do online.
Exactly.
That already has me intrigued. But how do they actually work, though? I mean, is this some kind of super complicated encryption thing that I'm not going to understand?
It does involve encryption, but it's not as complex as it sounds.
Okay.
It uses something called public key cryptography. And what this means is that it relies on a pair of keys. You have a public key and a private key.
Okay.
You can think of it kind of like a mailbox.
Okay.
Anyone can put a message in your mailbox, right? That's the public key. But only you have the key to actually open it up and read those messages. And that's your private key.
Okay, that makes sense. So is my private key what actually gets stored somewhere when I set up a passkey?
Exactly, your private key. That is like the crucial piece of the puzzle here. And it's stored securely, either on your device itself or in a trusted cloud environment. It kind of depends on your setup.
So if I'm using, a public computer or something like that, my private key isn't just hanging out there for anyone to grab.
Nope, not at all. Your private key never actually leaves your device. So when you try to log in to a website that uses passkeys, your device will use your private key to basically sign a challenge from the website. And this proves that it's actually you without ever exposing the key itself.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this is more secure than just a regular password.
Right.
Like no more worrying about someone snooping on my password or, tricking me into giving it away with one of those phishing scams or something.
Exactly. You got it. Passkeys pretty much eliminate the risk of phishing because there's no password to steal in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
And the other nice thing is that you're not relying on your own memory or your creativity to come up with, a complex and unique password for every single website.
That's true.
Yeah.
I am not that creative.
Yeah. And this isn't just a Microsoft thing, right? You've probably been hearing more and more buzz about this passwordless future.
Yeah, it feels like something I've been hearing about.
It's a growing trend. Microsoft, Apple, Google, the entire tech industry is moving in this direction. And studies have shown that passkey-protected accounts have something like a 99.9% lower risk of compromise compared to your traditional password-based accounts.
That is a powerful statistic.
It really is.
But I have to admit, I'm still a little wary of new technology. I mean, I'm a little nervous about making the switch.
Oh, I get it. Change can be a little daunting for sure. But what we're going to explore next is how Windows 11 is really trying to make this transition as seamless and user-friendly as possible, even for the most tech-hesitant among us.
Okay, I like the sound of that. So let's talk about what the actual user experience is like here.
Okay.
How is Windows 11 making this whole passkey thing less intimidating? Making it easier for everyday users.
Well, I think one of the biggest hurdles with any new technology is just that learning curve, And Microsoft seems to have really taken that to heart with Windows 11. They've introduced a bunch of features that are specifically designed to make this transition to passkeys as smooth as possible.
Okay, give me an example.
So take, for example, seamless cloud syncing across devices.
Okay.
This is huge in terms of convenience. So, imagine you're working on your laptop and you need to quickly access something on your phone with passkeys synced to your Microsoft account. You can seamlessly pick up right where you left off on any of your devices. No password typing required.
That sounds great in theory.
Yeah.
But what happens if someone gets access to my Microsoft account? Yeah. Is everything just compromised?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's a common concern with cloud-based solutions, I think.
Sure.
While no system is completely foolproof, right?
Right.
Microsoft has done a lot to try to protect your data.
Okay.
For one thing, your private passkeys, Those are encrypted not only on your device, but also during transmission and when they're stored in the cloud. And on top of that, usually to get into your Microsoft account on a new device, it requires some kind of extra verification step.
Right.
Like a code sent to your phone or your email, you know, just like an extra layer of security there.
Yeah, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But what if I'm like, I don't want to store my passkeys in the cloud.
Right.
Like, I'm just not comfortable with that at all.
Windows 11 has got you covered there, too. Hmm. They've actually integrated support for popular password managers.
Okay.
Things like 1Password and Bitwarden.
So if I'm already using one of those, I can just keep doing that.
Exactly. You choose where you want to store your keys, whether that's locally on your device, if you want to go that route, or securely in the cloud, or even with a trusted third-party provider like those password managers that you mentioned.
Okay.
Windows 11 gives you that flexibility.
Okay, so that's reassuring, but now what about actually setting them up?
Okay.
And using these passkeys.
Yeah.
Sometimes even just like the thought of biometric logins and pins makes me a little nervous. I imagine like all these confusing menus and settings that I don't understand.
Yeah, well, they've simplified that process too.
Okay.
Windows.
Hello.
The biometric login feature has gotten a complete like makeover.
But doesn't look like the spaceship control panel anymore.
Thankfully, no, not anymore. It's much more user-friendly and a lot less intimidating.
Okay.
They've streamlined that whole process.
Okay.
It makes it really easy to set up things like facial recognition, fingerprint scanning, or just a simple PA.
Okay, so it's less about me, like, trying to navigate all these crazy complex menus and more about them just making it really intuitive for anybody to use.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really exciting from like a developer standpoint.
Okay.
Microsoft has introduced this new API that's kind of a game changer.
Okay.
For widespread passkey adoption.
Okay. Now you're going to have to break that down for me because I don't know what an API is.
Sure.
And I don't know what it has to do with me logging into Amazon.
Okay. So think of an API, like a set of rules and instructions. That lets different software applications talk to each other.
Right.
So this new API, it's like this universal connector. It makes it really, really easy for developers to integrate third-party password and passkey managers directly into Windows 11.
So instead of like every single app or website having their own separate system for passkeys, it'll all just work together.
Exactly. You got it.
Okay.
And this is huge because it means we're going to start seeing a lot more websites and apps adopting passkeys.
Yeah.
And that's going to create a much smoother and more consistent experience for everyone.
So it's like a domino effect. Once Windows makes it easier for the developers to do it, then everyone benefits.
Exactly. And for you, the user, it means that you might be using passkeys for everything soon, not just your Windows 11 devices.
Wait, so like online banking and ordering food and social media, all that.
That's the direction things are heading in, I think. With Microsoft really putting their full weight behind this technology and making it so much easier for developers to integrate it, it seems like a passwordless future might be a lot closer than we think.
That's wild. So it begs the question, if this really does take off, what happens to passwords? Like, are we going to get rid of them completely?
I mean, it's a good question.
Yeah.
It might be a while before they totally disappear.
Right.
But I think Microsoft getting behind passkeys like this really shows that things are changing.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, imagine how much easier this would be if you never had to remember another password.
It would be amazing.
You just look at your phone or you tap your finger to log in.
No more password reset emails at like 3 a.m.
Exactly.
It sounds too good to be true. Is there a downside here?
Well, I mean,
like, what about people who, you know, don't want to use that Face ID stuff, or like they can't use fingerprint scanning for whatever reason?
You're right. I mean, as great as this is, it's got to work for everyone for it to really be the future. So I think we're going to see a lot of work on making sure there are other options too, like maybe a PN number or, you know, those little physical keys.
Right.
Or even just passwords still for some situations.
Okay. So it's more like we're adding options, not taking them away.
Right. Exactly. Finding that balance, you know, making things more secure and easier for most people, but not leaving anyone behind.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like things are about to get really interesting in the tech world.
For sure. We're seeing a huge change in how we think about online security. And Microsoft is right there leading the way.
So for those of us listening who are ready to dive into this whole passwordless future thing, what should we do?
Keep your eyes peeled for these updates as they come out for Windows 11.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to try setting up passkeys on your Microsoft account, you know?
Yeah.
And any other services that offer it, you might be surprised how easy it is.
It really seems like we're saying goodbye to passwords and hello to a future where online security is so much simpler and more convenient. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us. This was great.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And for everyone listening out there, we'll catch you next time for another deep dive.